the path that will lead you to God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I say it's always a sense of achievement to have completed another school year. But for our dear graduates, obviously a greater satisfaction finishing the final year of their high school education. And now they will go off into their various paths, different ways that God is calling them to. But obviously all of it will, God willing, converge at the end. And so in a way, that the hope that I have for you is that you have learned the answer to the question, where am I going? Because obviously we've all been created for a special purpose by God. Our destination is to go to heaven. A lot of times in our modern world, we hear about fulfilling your destiny. Well, a truly fulfilled destiny in our life is that we reach our final end, which is to make it to heaven. And so for them, they have to look at the question, so what path will I take? Will it be a father or a mother, a teacher, a doctor, a priest, a nun? God only knows. And hopefully through their time here at school, the sacraments received, that they will be open to what God is calling them to help them fulfill that purpose in their life. And so that's where I would say that our happiness will come when we fulfill God's will by utilizing the special talents and the gifts that He has given to each of us. But He has given you a purpose in life. Reminds me when I was in the seminary, my spiritual director had given me a prayer that was from Cardinal Newman. It says, I cannot be thrown away. I wasn't sure if that was a subtle hint at the time when he gave it to me. It was like, is he worried about me, like being tossed? But I took it and read it. And it always struck me with that prayer, because Cardinal Newman in that prayer, when he talks about I cannot be thrown away, he says, every soul has been given a specific purpose in life, a mission. And it is specific to that individual soul. And he says, you know, so certainly through that, we have to find that purpose. We have to find that mission. Because it's what we have been created for. And so he goes through in this prayer and saying that each soul has a part in God's work. Because God does nothing in vain. And I think that is good for us to reflect upon that, especially, my dear graduates, for you. Because you are now, you've ended one chapter in your life and you're going to the next. Maybe you tried looking at the table of contents and trying to see what that next chapter says or what it's going to mean for you. But if not, well, certainly we have to be open to what God is calling us to. Because that is what you're embarking on now. It is to truly find what God is calling you to. So as I said, whatever path that you take, whatever path God is calling you to, I mean, God willing, we will all converge at the end. We all come together again at the door of eternity. Because again, that is why God has created us. That is why God has placed us on this earth. And as I said, He's given each one of us a mission. A mission for us to fulfill. And so that's why it's good for us then to reflect upon that. And I would say for all of us too, to reflect upon what that mission God has given to us, or as we're younger, trying to look and to see, what is God calling me to? But always remembering, obviously, that the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Queen, our Mother, she will be our refuge. And as she said in Fatima, she is the path that will lead us to God. And so I encourage you to obviously always have that devotion to Our Lady. Ask for that help. and one especially since she is the patroness of our school, and what a title that we find her under, and Our Lady Help of Christians, that God has appointed her as our help when we need protection. And I would say that is something that's, yes, as we go out into the big bad world, you will need that protection from Our Lady. And certainly she will never turn a deaf ear to you. We have the opportunity of the sung Mass on our feast day. You know, the beauty of that, of being able to sing the Mass, sing the glory of Our Lady. But then when you look at the Mass itself and you look at the specific prayers of saying how Our Lady has been chosen for that task, the protection for us, protection over our souls, watch over us, and as a true mother, lead us to heaven. And that's why she is the path that will lead you to God. And so, yes, the reflection comes, you know, quo vadis, where am I going? But we have to realize where we're going is to heaven, to reach that goal. And so, yes, it is a good reflection, especially for you as you have ended this one chapter and you start a next. It can be daunting, it can be, in a sense, scary to see. But again, Our Lady is there for you. As I say, especially because she is our patroness. She has a particular interest in you students, of watching over you, protecting you specifically. And so take this opportunity to reflect, to pray for the graces at this Mass that is offered for you as you embark on your next part in your life. And so ask for those graces now. Ask for that protection. And that is certainly the prayer that we will have for you, that Our Lady will never turn a deaf ear to you, that she will be your refuge in the path that will lead you to God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.